We heard from Ron Abato, who lives near Wabana, and he wrote in to say, I know we had a cold spell, but I still have a few apple trees, lilacs, and Arnold Reds, all of which attract pollinators and butterflies in droves. Two of the Arnold Reds are right outside a window where my computer and printer are. They have been blooming for at least 1.5 weeks, and I have not seen hardly any pollinators, only about 3 bumblebees. I've been outside preparing garden beds during this week, so it is easy to observe the lack of pollinators. I have not compared notes with gardening friends yet, but I thought observations this year compared to other years were very unusual. Ron, I can only agree with you. I had the same experience. I was astonished because last year and in other years, if you stood under one of my apple trees in the season, it would just be alive with the hum of insects, and it was bumblebees and wasps and flower flies, and just everybody was there moving pollen from one flower to another. What I have noticed, and Ron, I'm hoping that you'll get out and check your apple trees in the next few weeks, because I don't know. My apple trees haven't really set fruit yet so that you could see them, but my pin cherry and my Juneberry both have set fruits, lots of them. And I don't know who did the pollinating or when they did it, because I didn't really see or hear them, but somebody's doing the work, and there are fruits that are going to be ripening through the summer. So I'll be excited to see what comes from that. If you have observations about lack of pollinators, check and see what kind of fruits develop. Usually the pollinators are working well: Juneberry, pin cherry, choke cherry, wild plum, any of the apple trees. Check them all. Walk by and just look at the base where the flower has been. You should see some swelling there, some development of fruit. And if you do, let me know, because somebody was working overtime or working nights or something. I don't know. I didn't see them. I didn't hear them. But I have the fruits to prove that they were there. So I'd be curious.